As you know, the register will keep taking digits until it's gone. What I'm going to do is I'm going to dial 7562368, and just before it sends start, I'm going to pulse in a 1, which it'll have to stop what it's doing, notice that that's a 1, send a 1 start. Before it even gets a chance to send the start after the 1 I put in, I'll put another 1 in, and so on 3 times.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator.
Now I'll put in a 4th one at the end. Of course, it can't send the 11th digit. However, it does wait before it sends start until the 11th digit is finished being dialed. This can also be done on toll calls. I'm going to dial 516-599-0000, and after it's pulsed out everything except the start, I'll start flashing my hook, which will delay the start until I finish, even though it won't send another digit. First, the way it sounds normally. Now, with delayed start.
The number you have reached.
Now, various long-distance calls.
This is a call going through the Fayetteville 4A that never really gets finished because I flash in the middle of the MF process. As a result, we end up dropping onto the trunk to the Fayetteville 4A, which eventually times us out and gives us the recording.
Through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording, 9197.
The AT&T network of the 1970s is pretty cool because, among other things, all the switches in the network have a distinctive recording ID, and each one has a particular person who usually does the recordings, so you got to know the switches by the voices of the people who did the recordings. 9192, for example, is Greensboro, and we'll get to hear the Greensboro lady because I'm about to dial 1 plus a 7-digit number and then throw 3 extra digits on the end that don't belong there. Greenville NX1 sends those extra digits along to the Greensboro 4A crossbar switch, which gives us the recording.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dial. Please check the number and dial again. I'll ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 9192. I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dial. Please check the number and dial again. I'll ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 9192.
Now I'll do the same thing to the Raleigh foray, and the foray in Raleigh rings before its recording comes on. And this ring, by the way, is the same ring that I later had in 1979 when my step line was served out of that building.
Unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 9195.
This next call demonstrates squeezing digits in at the very last minute on a call that's going through the Rocky Mount foray. I'm waiting until the MFs are almost sent out completely and then squeezing ones right at the end, right before it is going to send start.
I'm sorry, we're unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 9199.
On this next call, I dial a call to Goldsboro, North Carolina, which is a Bell System Crossbar 5 toll center, and I flash before the number can be completely sent out. We then hear the Crossbar 5 tandem timing out about 20 seconds later. On this next call, I directly control the Vancouver step-by-step tandem with my dial in North Carolina. It's an amazing feature of NX1s that you can actually flash your hook and have the signal go all the way down the line on a long-distance call, and this is a demonstration of that. By dialing 604 plus 555-0111, I end up with a partially completed call to a level in the Vancouver step. By then flashing once the call goes through, I then get the vacant code recording from the famous Vancouver Step Tandem, which is where the 2111 conference was. And once the recording's on the line, I continue to flash, and you can hear that each time I flash, that ring forward signal is going all the way down the line. You can tell because the sound of the recording is interrupted by all that forward supervision going out.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. 60437. I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 919.
I found a trunk that I can actually flash off with my hook. Well, that's amazing. That's the first thing of this kind I found since I got here.
I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 9199.
I don't know what happened to the busy signal. I'm going to flash a little longer. A little longer. Longer.
Area code 900 was originally used for mass calling purposes, for such things as Jerry Lewis's Labor Day telethon. On this next call, I'm commenting on the fact that area code 900 is still going to the Charlotte 4A. The old network was hierarchical and there were rules, and Charlotte was no longer an appropriate place to send things, such as area code 900.
I'm going to dial a 900 area code call and notice how it routes and where it goes.
I'm sorry, our circuits are busy now. Will you try your call again later, please? This is a recording, 7042. I'm sorry, our circuits are busy now. Will you try your call again later, please? This is a recording, 7042.
Now, this is in June 1974, 2 months since Greensboro became the principal city for the 919 area. As you know, Charlotte was. But apparently not everything has been switched over. That concludes this demonstration of the Greenville NX-1s.